ABC Radio Australia.
For more on the Pacific region's reaction to the China ballistic missile test, we are joined by Anote Tong, former Kiribati president and member of the Pacific Elders of Voice. With that, I say Māori, Mr. Tong. Thank you for speaking to us this morning.
Māori, and thank you for having me, giving me the opportunity to share our story.
Absolutely. Well, Mr. Tong, I have to ask, what was your reaction to the news that China had fired a ballistic test missile pretty much within the capacity to carry a nuclear warhead into the Pacific?
Well, it's a very clear message, and I think the message is clearly heard by the Pacific region as a whole. I don't think it didn't seem necessary to demonstrate one's capability. There's no question that China has the capability, and the question is, why did it need to be demonstrated at this point in time? But of course, no doubt this might be related to recent events in the region.
Yes. Do you think this was then that reaction to Australia signing a new security treaty with Fiji?
Yeah, I'm sure that is the case. It's pretty clear, but it's also related to the declining foothold that China seems to be losing in the Pacific. I think what happened recently with Solomon Islands, resetting its relationship with Australia, and also the treaty that was also signed with Vanuatu. And clearly, this is a message that is being sent, whether it was being sent to Kiribati, not to do the same thing that Solomon has done, that Fiji has done. These are the questions, and I think we have to try to interpret the message that is being sent.
Mm. Well, when you talk about messages, I understand that, you know, there was the signing of the new Ocean of Peace Alliance with Australia. Do you then think that this action will deter other Pacific countries maybe from signing up to this alliance?
Well, if that is the intention, I don't think it's nobody wants to be intimidated, and nobody wants to admit being intimidated. I think it's, as Pacific people, we have our pride and dignity. We don't want to be cowed. We don't want to be intimidated into doing things that we believe we need to do for our people. And so that message, I don't think it conveys the message. I think it conveys one message, which is possibly unintended. And this is that it may be dangerous to have relations with certain partners, because they react very dangerously.
Mm. Yes, and you had said this looks like maybe a declining foothold in the Pacific for China. So I want to go towards the fact that, you know, you're a member of the Pacific Elders. Your organization itself has raised concerns about Australia's new Vulvalu Treaty and even this Ocean Alliance. I would like to know, what is your biggest worry about these security treaties then?
You know, I think our, you know, we want to, I think the statement that's been brought out by the Pacific Elders' Voice is that we want this region, the Pacific region, as a region of peace. We want to live our lives peacefully. I think we've had our share of trouble in the past with our uninvited participation in the Second World War. What happened before that was the constant kidnapping of our people in the very early parts of the 19th century. And, of course, the nuclear tests that were carried out in quite a number of the Pacific Island countries, including Kiribati and close by the Marshall Islands. And so we don't want that to happen again. We want to be able to have the ability to exercise our rights as sovereign states, to live a dignified life peacefully.
Mm. Now, the statement that I saw says the Pacific Island Forum should be the key institution looking after the region's security. Are you then saying that these alliances and treaties somehow undermining regionalism instead of strengthening it? And if so, how?
I think we have to examine these treaties separately. Of course, they are bilateral. Quite a number of them are bilateral treaties. But I think it is important to begin to think in terms of a region-wide a treaty whereby all countries are participants. We are aligned in the way we think. We are aligned in the way we interact with our partners. And I think that is important, because each country on its own really does not have the weight to influence any country. We don't have the power, the military might, or the economic power to be able to influence countries, the superpowers, including Australia. And so I think we need to start thinking in terms of the collective rather than the individual countries.
But Mr. Tong, some would argue that the fact China is testing its missiles in the Pacific actually somehow signals the need for such a treaty.
No, I think an example, we mustn't interpret what China has recently done. Mm. I think I really don't believe that China would have be stupid enough, any leader in China would be stupid enough to blow any one of the Pacific countries out of existence. It doesn't serve any purpose. We are no threat. I think all it would do is question the credibility of a superpower like China or even whatever country that might engage in such an act.
Now, I know the statement also says that an ocean of peace cannot be built on a security agenda. Mr. Tong, then what then would be the way forward?
I think as a region, we have always put climate change as an issue that threatening the greatest security issue, threatening our region. It has the capacity and the potential to really threaten the survival of a number of our countries, and we need to be acting in those. I think to engage in the military component of the security component is something that, because not all of our countries have militaries, and so. Any relationship which involves the military cannot cover all of the Pacific Island countries because we have different levels of militarization. And so we need to be able to have an arrangement whereby we're all participants equally.
I do want to quickly ask, Mr. Tong, before we wrap up, are we in a place where we are overreacting too much to what had happened recently, or has this been a necessary reaction or a reason to be a little bit, you know, wary of what China's intentions are?
I think we must react. I think, as I understand, the missile came into our part of the world. We should respond. You know, we must ask clarification. Why is it necessary that you feel you must do this? Do we pose any danger to you, or is it a game that you are playing? And if it's a game, what is the game? Are we part of it, or are we simply the pawns that would be sacrificed in the process of the game being played out? And I think, we must have faith in the international rules order. We must believe that the international rules continue to apply and do exist.
Yeah, definitely a lot to still unpack with this conversation, Mr. Tong, but we really do appreciate you coming on the show this morning.
Thank you. Thank you for having me this morning.
No worries. That is Anote Tong, former Kiribati president and member of the Pacific Elders Voice here on Pacific Beat.